Jones.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Speaking at a White House news conference, President Biden said he does not think that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants war with the West.
Do I think he'll test the West, test the United States and NATO as significantly as he can? Yes, I think he will. But I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for it that he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost him.
The president said that Putin had a stark choice, de-escalation and diplomacy, or confrontation and the consequences. Russia has 100,000 troops stationed along its border with Ukraine, and the United States and its NATO allies are concerned that Moscow might be planning to invade its former Soviet state. Russia has denied it is planning to invade, but has demanded guarantees that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO, a demand that the United States opposes. The 5G dispute has been disrupting international air travel to the United States. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Major international airlines have been canceling flights to the U.S. or changing the planes they're using. Some airlines say they received warnings from the Federal Aviation Administration or Boeing that the plane maker 777 was particularly affected by the new wireless service. Mobile carriers AT&T and Verizon have agreed to pause the rollout of new high-speed wireless service near key airports. Boeing says it will work with the airlines, the FAA, and others to find a solution that would allow all planes to fly safely as 5G is rolled out. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more.